And there, we learn also today that there's two directed energy weapons, two DOE weapon sites in the United States. Not to be confused with HAARP up in Alaska, but the one is on Maui, as we learned, and there's another site in Nevada, so there's two of them. And this does not include the FBI laser plane. In-house today to discuss her investigation into the Maui DOE fires is Carrie Cassidy from Project Camelot. And joining her will be Jim Price, myself, and Suzanne Monk out of the Swamp in D.C. right here on DEF CON 5. Let's roll. This is James Grimmick, your host for Unrestricted Truths on American Media, Periscope.com. You can find us at ampnews.us. This show is brought to you by our lead sponsor, Kirk Elliott, PhD, Private Advisors. We're on DEF CON 5 today, and we got my co-host Jim Price in the saddle with me, riding shotguns. This is going to be a great show. Let's go to video number two.
There are two sites in the U.S. that have these directed energy weapons. One is Nevada, and the other is Maui. Let's start with this directed energy Air Force Maui optical and supercomputing AMOS site located on the island of Maui. May I quote from the website? Listen to this. Directed energy harnesses the power of the electromagnetic spectrum to enable airmen to effectively and affordably strike critical targets at the speed of light. Question, why Maui? Answer, it's a new smart grid in Hawaii dubbed the, quote, Jump Smart Maui Project.
Yeah, the supercomputer MS Project of Maui. AI, it's run by AI. Yes, they're all speaking the same language through computers called Satan language, right? Satan language goes against God. Don't worry, don't worship your computers, don't worship your iPhone or anything else. Worship God, otherwise you're going to be in deep trouble one day, is all I can tell you. So Maui. Yep, we've not let go of the story. The story started on the 8th of August, it's now the 14th of September, and we're still on it for a lot of reasons, because more truths are coming out. There's still 2,000 kids missing. We don't know if the White Hats took them, whether they've been taken offshore by traffickers, whether they've been taken to Oahu or Kaui, or, you know, Kauai or any other archipelagos, or shipped overseas. We don't know anything about the children. We don't even have their names. It was never a manifest. And as I've been saying in the show, you could have, you know, the all of the school records, all of the what? All of the telecom residents in Lahaina that got destroyed. They know exactly what's been destroyed, who lived in every place. All the children, they know everything, and yet the corrupt government of Hawaii, run by Josh Green, and the corrupt, even worse, darker government in Lahaina, in Maui, are hiding it from the people. But we're in the book of Revelation. We're in the great unveiling, the apocalypse, and we will learn the truth one day, hopefully very soon, because all those involved in this black operation to destroy free people to insert a smart city on Maui, they need to be taken away. They are traitors. They are crimes against humanity. They committed mass murder. We have to really get into the truth of the story. Let's go to image one. So this is, look at all of this circles and figure eights and all this back and forth and forth and back over North Platte, Nebraska. I've been in Nebraska, but not to North Platte exactly. I find this very interesting. Let's go to what North Platte looks like. So what's over there? Image two. Oh, it's only the biggest railroad, biggest train station railroad yard in the United States. Next image. So the U.S. military, the White Hats, are obviously concerned about what? Potential nukes, maybe tactical nukes being transported by trains? Is that why the nuclear sniffer has been flying over this part of Nebraska? I think that's a great possibility. I mean, just put two and two together. You don't put a very expensive plane, it costs per hour, you know, I don't know, in the millions of dollars or whatever it is a lot of money to run that, and you don't sit there and do circles over Nebraska for it's not a flight simulation. They're looking for something, and looking for something in the rail yards of Nebraska. Maybe Jim Price knows something about that. Bring on Kerry Cassidy, our featured guest. You?
Hi.
Kerry, good to see you. How are you?
Good to see you, too. I'm good. Just looking at everything right now, and so which direction do you want to go?
Well, I want to talk about your article, and we'll show it right after the break with Jim. But you published an article on Monday about AI Nano and 2, right, on the 11th of September. So give us a high-level view of that article, and then we'll take a break, and we'll come back with Jim and discuss it. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the bottom line is that NORAD seems to have dropped the ball, and then it's a question of figuring out why. So there's an individual named Steve Favis who basically told people that he was on a Prather report, and he was interviewed by Prather. He's a former military guy, and yep. I don't know a lot about him. But bottom line is Steve Favis is a guy, I guess he's a robotics expert. He's also into AI and a programmer on computers as well. He's tracking what were said by NORAD initially to be unknown objects over the right where the fires were starting on Maui. And then what happened later was they said it was Chinese satellites. And regardless, NORAD was tracking them, and there was time in when they went through the first pass over the area to actually, you know, shoot it down, redirect it, do something, you know. And there's these installations are called interceptors, okay? And they're out in the ocean. There are square bases, and there's a movie out there called Interceptor if you want to see what they look like. But the bottom line is, you would have sent a message from NORAD that there was this surveying right, you know, of a Chinese satellite or unknown object, which leads you, me at least, to think possibly an alien craft, because we know that China is working with groups of aliens, as are our various military. So what happens is the satellite, he tracks it going over, and then it comes back, and then it actually hits with a directed energy weapon. This is what he is putting out there, if I understand it correctly. The areas like Lahaina and so on, there was three main areas that were hit on Maui that fire started. So the question is, why didn't NORAD intercept that, you know, sort of foreign object, or whatever it was, whether it was a Chinese satellite, whether it was, you know, whatever it was. So it appears that NORAD was either sabotaged, either there's a general in NORAD. So that would be NORAD was locked down by Trump and before he left office, as you remember, and it's never been opened back up. So whoever yep. is running NORAD did not either stopped any kind of interception, or the interceptors themselves were sabotaged, which that movie is actually all about. So what we're just trying to do is figure out what's going on here. And it appears that the Department of Defense, which is a very large umbrella department, this is a new information that I have, has been encroaching on various other parts of the what is called DOD. So under that, you've got STRATCOM, NORTHCOM, SPACECOM. And so what happens is it looks like Space Force is trying to hone in on their duties, is trying to take that over. Space Force theoretically is under the purview of Trump as CIC. And so we're having a battle within our military. The military is split. Some of it is under Biden, what I call the Biden show, which is, you know, the globalists, CCP, who interfered with our election, in essence, have invaded us, taken us over with a faux government, a fake government. And those are being allowed, those people are being allowed to sit in place. I mean, I can keep going. You know, I don't want to confuse people, but there's more.
No, so we're going to go come back for more. So let me jump in here. I agree with everything you said. We definitely have a split in our government. We have a split in the military. All that's true. We have belligerent occupants or actors or puppets in D.C. I agree with that completely. There's nothing wrong there. Major Jeffrey Prather, I pronounce it Prather, Prather. It's the same gentleman, former military intelligence. He has a show called The Prather Brief. He broke that on AmericanMediaPeriscope.com. Just letting the audience know this. So if you want to go see the show that Kerry's talking about, I think it's like episode 85 or something like that, maybe 95, go to ampnews.us, go to The Prather Brief, take a look at the show that Kerry's talking about, and you can get his take on what he discovered. Kerry, thank you very much. We're going to take our first commercial break. We're going to come back with Kerry Cassidy, Jim Price. We're going to break this all down because this is a very interesting subject. We're going to learn more about actually what happened. And from what I understand, Space Force itself, with what Kerry is mentioning, was cyber attacked 3 to 4 hours before the fires. So there's a lot to this story besides missing children. Word from our sponsor. Let's bring on Jim Price to ask a couple of questions to Kerry Cassidy. Let's go.
Well, Kerry, this has actually been fascinating to listen to because a lot of these things have to do with things that people don't want to understand or don't believe that they actually could be happening in real time. And as we see that Maui has been this almost, I've said several times, a wet fish to the face. It kind of surprises people. They don't realize it's coming and they don't expect it. When we see these things going on with direct energy weapons, where we're seeing that China's involved, we're seeing satellites, all these different things, what do we have to do to protect ourselves other than, I guess, painting our roofs blue? What other things can we be watching out to make sure that we're not going to fall victim to this?
Well, we've already fallen victim. I'm not sure what you're saying. I don't understand the question. What do you mean? You know, the deep state is operational. They've invaded our country. They've, sent Chinese in through our borders, military aged men. They've stolen our election. This is a digital steal as well as a literal invasion by the Biden family that is in cahoots with CCP, has made money, a vast amount of money, in collusion with the CCP. And by the way, Hunter Biden, you're talking about his crimes. I think being a traitor to the United States and supporting your father, who's also a traitor, is actually a crime in my book. So I would say that Hunter Biden is guilty of a lot more than drug overdoses or carrying a gun and then there's the pedophilia aspect that is major with that family. And there is evidence out there, there are testimonies. I actually saw a whistleblower testify that even his wife is involved. So this is a testimony I saw. It seems to be scrubbed off the net since I saw it. This was actually a year or two ago. But to get back to the Maui situation, what I'm talking about is our military is split. And this is probably what allowed everything else to follow. In other words, if you have split in the Department of Defense, and I can give you evidence that even the Department of Defense manual that was rewritten in 2015 has a clause in there that says if your country, the United States, is invaded, that you need to wait. Your military needs to stand down for a year before they can take action. That's actually what it says. Juan O'Savin has talked about this. It's in the Department of Defense manual. Think about that. Why would a military of a country stand by for a year and let the invaders just have their will with their people and their country? That's insane. So that indicates to me the deep state was heavily active already in the Department of Defense. And now we have more evidence of this split in the Department of Defense. And right before the break, I was explaining that when Trump came into office in 2016, when he sort of augmented what is called Space Force and sort of put them front and center, there were some shuffling going on between the various divisions. And apparently, the Space Force has been honing in on the territory, if you want to call it that, of what is NORTHCOM, which I believe NORAD's under NORTHCOM, but don't, you know, I'm not a military person, so I might not have that exactly right, STRATCOM and SPACECOM. So all these different divisions, I know it's a little confusing, but understanding they're under the Department of Defense. So what we have is a satellite, what was first called by NORAD, at least publicly, an unknown object. Later, Steve Favis, who was tracking this object, and he tracked it, I guess, in real time. You can go to his website. It's called stevefavis.com. You can also go to my website. I've got the links there. I've got this article. I've got actually more than one article in the front page explaining what I'm talking about here. So if you kind of lose track. But the bottom line is that now we have evidence that the satellite or the object, and it could have been a UFO, it could even be a reverse engineered UFO. So coming from our deep state operatives that are part of some division of Department of Defense were actually attacking what is in essence the home and the main installation. And I'm also told by this whistleblower that came forward on Dave Hodges' show called Jamie, who's a Marine who worked in that area of Hawaii, of Maui and the islands. This is the strategic defense for the entire United States. This was a Pearl Harbor type attack on Space Force and where Space Force is located and on the underground installations. I understand, James, you were just talking about some kind of cyber attack that came in advance. So that could have interfered with the ability of, we're talking about signals, you know, reconnaissance. We're talking about military people communicating. We're talking about generals in NORAD telling, you know, basically the interceptor either to interfere with this object that was over the strategic areas of Maui where Space Force is located. And by the way, there's the biggest, my understanding, the biggest military computer system involved with Space Force is located on that island on Maui. I don't know where exactly. I'm sure we could find out at some point. It may be hidden. It may be camouflaged, however they do these things. But the bottom line is the people and the island itself and these fires that were caused by the directed energy weapons is a kind of distraction for the actual attack happening on Space Force. Now, White Hats are not reporting how they were attacked specifically. I know they were attacked. We all know they were attacked, okay? And this was an attack, a very direct attack on Space Force. I am suggesting, I believe Steve Favis has also brought this out. I tried to interview him. He's not responding. I believe he's been told to stand down and shut up. You know, there's a great deal of secrecy happening on the Maui Island. Children in school buses supposedly were taken off site, I guess before the weapon came through. Then the school buses disappeared. Then they reappeared in some valley. I mean, there's all this subterfuge, confusion. There's a black fence that came up surrounding the area. So, and we also saw Space Force, the actual Space Force troops, meaning they report to Trump on the ground after the hit happened and when the disaster was going on. And they have a patch on their shoulder, which has a head of President Trump. And so I got a shot of that, you know, from the internet that was basically taken by somebody's camera. So we know that the Space Force troops were on the ground after the incident on surface Maui. But again, there was also talk, I believe Gene Decode brought up the idea that there was some, because it's an underground installation as well as above ground Space Force, so he said there was some kind of invasion going on simultaneously underground that they were fighting back on. So we have, I just can't stress this enough. We have a military that is split, run by General Milley, who is aligned with the CCP, that has been demonstrated in the news, and he is following the Biden show CCP globalists who have actually invaded our country. And we waited a year, waited a year based on the law of war manual, and still, as far as we know, our military has not fought back. After that year, it says in the law of war manual that they can, that the invaders are then, they can shoot on sight an invader. Now, this is very powerful stuff, okay? Obviously, it hasn't happened. What has happened is that we've got a lot of dog and pony shows going through courts that are absolutely infiltrated and taken over. All the branches, the three branches, major branches of government, executive, judicial, and legislative are all showing indications of having been infiltrated and taken over by this globalist CCP cabal, in essence, with the Biden family as the puppet show on top. So understanding what's really going on here is very important. Go ahead and ask your question if you have something, James.
That is a great summation of exactly where we are. I had David Hodges on my show, Carrie, a month ago, and he talked exactly everything you're talking about. He took it a step further and said they want Hawaii to be a forward advance operating base against the West Coast of the United States. We already know Russia and China are down in Cuba. We in Venezuela. Now
you're not going to take it back. I mean, they can want a lot of things, but they're not going to take it back from Space Force, I assure you. So, yes, this was an attack.
Yep.
And I understand what the intention could
be. But Hodges was just saying this is the military operational thing of the CCP. They want a full blown. They want, obviously, as you said, to rend dawn invasion of everybody inside America already, right? The infrastructure attacks, maybe on the trains up in Nebraska, but they want a military to follow after they degradate the United States from within. Jim, go ahead.
Well, real quick, I want to add something here. I had a passive conversation last night, and this seems like a little bit of an odd place to put this, but they were saying, hey, we had to reschedule this individual because he is escorting over 10 fighter jets to Japan. And that means that they have to be refueled several times going into Hawaii and then landing and then going on to Japan. So a lot of these things that we're talking about, this forward place and these things, but then me hearing just last night, it was a passive conversation that was talking about something else. But the information that was included there was that they were flying fighter jets over there. And I'm not going to give the specific amount, but it was more than 10. Obviously, it sounds like something's going on there in real time. As a forward base, I mean, Hawaii or Japan, and that we know that there's something else going on. Well, I guess to paraphrase, going back, James, and that we were talking about going into, I was wanting to know, what do we do to prepare ourselves? Is there something we can do? We're talking about different things from China to aliens to our own, Space Force. What can we do to prepare ourselves? Do we need to make our peace with our maker, or do we need to make sure that we're ready in other ways?
I think we need to have...
We have a militia.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Carrie, go ahead.
All right. Well, we have a militia, in various states across the United States. I actually know someone who is the former head of the militia. I am sure that the militia is totally armed and ready to go any day of the week at this point, because the writing is so on the wall. We are actually in World War III. Okay, so this is World War III on steroids. It is an AI nanotech war. And I have on my, there's a very interesting publication about the development of AI and nanotech and how these directed energy weapons or other weapons can be targeted using nano in connection with AI and so on. And that China is heavily moved down this road. I believe that anything China's doing, we're doing at least that and maybe double. Knowing what I know about the secret space, program and government that's actually running things behind the scenes. Look, there's been a hit on Morocco. There's been a hit on Libya. There's been a hit on Turkey. These are weather war weapons causing earthquakes, causing flooding, you name it. And even China is, according to Juan, has been having some kind of, in Beijing, some kind of bridges going down that created a lot of flooding in back early August, I understand. He was trying to bring up the possibility that they were attacking us because of that flooding. I say no. I say they weather wars have been going on now right in our face, okay, all over the globe. This has been going on back and forth. You see an earthquake in Iran, you see this, you see that. And these are all weather war weapons that the deep state is operational. And this is how they keep governments in line. For example, if the king of Morocco is not on their agenda, doing what they want him to do, they will give them an earthquake. Now, there is also an extenuating circumstance from what I understand, because the earthquake was based in the Atlas Mountains near Marrakesh, took down tons of buildings that are have very, you know, they're very poorly built. But the number of people that were actually, in other words, surface destruction was substantial. It was literally originated 23 miles down. So this is a lot of destruction on the surface for something like that. There's a reason why they might want to be disrupting what might be a portal in the Atlas Mountain. And this again gets into letting various alien races come in through the portals. This is a big story. You guys probably don't have time for it right now. You're asking, how do we protect ourselves? And I'm saying, look, this is how the globalists, in essence, the globalists and even the white hats talk to each other. This is how governments conduct conversations. If a country is doing something they don't want or they don't like, they hit them with a weather war. This has been going on for decades now, sorry to say. This hit on Maui was it was a game changer. This was a direct hit. Again, Department of Defense, it came from within our military to our country, to a division of our military called Space Force, under CIC of the Republic, President Trump, okay, and his forces. And I would suggest that the reason it was allowed to happen, and might even have caught them by surprise, hard to say, but if you're telling me that there was a cyber attack a day before, hours before, wouldn't you be on guard? If you saw a craft, call it unknown, call it Chinese satellite, whatever you identify it as, I would warn that satellite and then shoot it down if it didn't reply. In other words, I'm not a general, but you can think along these lines. There's no way that this attack should have been conducted the way it was conducted on Maui without any interference from our Space Force and or government. So there was some kind of infiltration. They were stopped from operating. Their interceptor locations were not operating. Even right now, our government, you say, how can we protect ourselves? But our government has now demonstrated not only that it's at war with itself, okay, but, and we're talking militaries. So we're talking, again, General Milley on one hand, being head of the Biden divisions of NORTHCOM, et cetera, the fighting going on. And listen, Project Camelot was told about the splits in our military years ago. So this has a long history, but now we're talking about actual attacks. And I want to suggest that the attack in Nebraska is, again, us attacking our own country. Okay, backed by the globalists who have taken us over. So we have invaders in the gates. You got to look at what's happening here. And so the bottom line is, how can we protect ourselves? Good question, when our government is split and fighting itself, all right? And we are cannon fodder. So yes, prepare food, water, et cetera, et cetera. But listen, I had a rumor from someone. I didn't put it out too widely, but, and maybe it's unsubstantiated, but the person is supposed to have probably some deep state ties. And the information was that tomorrow, I know this sounds insane, tomorrow LA was going to be hit. All right. How do these people protect themselves? Look, we don't have a military that can defend us. If Maui doesn't show you that, then I don't know what will. That was, again, a Pearl Harbor type of attack. And yet our people are mind controlled enough to think it was weather. They don't even accept or acknowledge the reality of directed energy weapons. How the hell do you think they're going to accept that their own militaries are fighting and using them as cannon fodder, and they have been attacking within the United States, sabotaging trains, train derailments, Ohio. This is all infiltration. They are inside our country. They have come in through the southern border that Biden left open, the northern border, which no one talks about, but definitely through Canada, because Canada under Trudeau is completely compromised. And this was known. This was known by the Five Eyes, by the way. I was told probably a year or two before all this happened that Canada was suddenly not part of the Five Eyes, that they were not being let in on intel, etc., because obviously Trudeau had gone with the dark side, with the globalists. So
the dark side in China. Carrie, I love your passion. You are absolutely right. How do we protect ourselves? Good luck with that, especially when you're dealing with these very macro issues. Does LA get hit tomorrow? We don't know. But Carrie, thank you for sharing that. If I'm in LA, I would start thinking about, what should I do on a Friday? Don't know. We're going to take our last commercial break. We'll come back with Carrie Cassidy and Jim Price to close this out. But I'm bringing Carrie on very soon again, because this is not going away. She's right about everything from the Law of War Manual and the DOD being split. They've been split since the Kennedy assassination. That's how far back it goes. There's flooding in Libya. There's flooding and earthquakes in Morocco. There's flooding in Bulgaria. It goes around the world. Guatemala. None of this is an accident. All this is weather warfare, and we're seeing being played out in front of our eyes. Start to use discernment and research. Think logically, because we are in a global war. And by the way, on top of everything Carrie else has said, we have been biologically hit with nanobiological technology. So we're deep in this war, 3.5 years. We'll be right back with Carrie Cassidy and Jim Price. Word from a sponsor. I feel the same way as Carrie Cassidy does. The minute that the Dew weapon hit on the August 8th and destroyed Lahaina, which I visited back in 95, I'm like, all right, now we're in a kinetic version of the war. The war's on our land, on our soil. Don't make any mistake about it. We are in the middle of a war. Sound the klaxons. Sound the alarms. Carrie, the one thing we haven't talked about today is 5G, the microwave weapons. I mean, I hear this new variant called EG.5, but I put that in the mirror, thinking like the cabal, and it's 5G.E for Eris. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. They're going to give the vaccinated people in cities, in my opinion, at some point, turn on the microwave towers that are 32 feet high, 5G, and they could create, what, a pandemic? They need bodies in the street, which they couldn't produce in 2020, but now maybe they can produce it. What is your concern on 5G in the last 5 minutes of the show? Go ahead.
Okay. Let me tell you that FEMA, which is totally infiltrated by the way, and part of the globalist deep state, is trying to build camps for us and basically plans of smart cities, et cetera, so they are totally taken over. They're going to do a test. And we have been warned, by the way, that this test that they're planning to do is, I believe it's the, let's say, October 3rd or 4th. I don't know. Maybe you guys know which date. But it's very important, okay, so that you turn your cell phone off, you turn off your computers, you do not engage during their test. Their test is supposedly only going to last maybe 20 minutes, maybe an hour, but and it's publicized out there, so you can find out what the hour of the day is. I don't know that we have to stay offline all day because of it, but certainly during that hour, you do not want to have your cell phone on. What is going to happen? This is just a guess that some people are putting out there. And it has to do with the 5G and the cell phone link up and what we call the Borg. Okay. So what's happening is they can send a signal through the 5G, hit your phones, and then hit all of those people that are full of basically spike proteins and nano graphene oxide, these packages that were put in through the vaccine and in our food, in our water, so even non-vax people could be susceptible. But we're talking about a frequency weapon coming through very likely during this FEMA test that could actually activate what we call the zombie revolution, okay? That these people who have taken the jab, they could, their entire sort of software that has been growing in their bodies, which is what happens according to David Adair, one of my top scientist whistleblowers. So it actually gets into your body and starts growing. This stuff has been shown on slides by doctors over and over again. Oh, all over the past 3 years, it grows, okay? And what happens, according to David Adair, is it enters the cell, it replaces the carbon-based life form, carbon-based foundation of the cell, and turns you into silicon-based. This is a transhuman agenda linked to the Borg, okay? So what we're talking about is a possible pulse that could be sent through via frequency and activate these individuals where their bodies have been completely taken over by this nanographene oxide primarily. So you wanted to talk about 5G. That's what I've got for you.
Beautiful. So we got a minute left. I will back that up. Todd Callender has been on my show. Dr. Lee Valit, who works with Todd Callender, have both backed up David Adair and your assertion this a year ago, back in November of last year. So you're 100%. I'm with you all the way on it. Three pulses, 1 minute each, will open up the lipo-nanoparticles in which viruses or toxins, or venom, we don't know what it is, but they claim it's Marburg or whatever. They're going to open them up inside the people, and they will begin to get sick. This is how they can dial up, as Todd Callender said, dial up a pandemic on the spot, any location in the world. They can do it, and I believe them, and I believe that's what's coming this fall, because they actually need the sick and the dying for a cover-up of the long COVID. Carrie Cassidy, you have been wonderful. I think the date is October 4th. Tremendous. I love your passion. This is really important. People, you have to wake up to the threat. The threat is not over. We're going into a period of darkness, like I said before. Something happens, but something major. We have to go through a near-death experience, as Juan O'Savin says. Jim Price, thank you very much. I'll see you tomorrow night on Unrestricted Truths. Everyone have a great evening. Yeah, October 4th, FEMA. I'll have an article out next week. Have a great night.